What's the last thing to do as a Jew when you leave Europe? Spit. If you look at the attached video, it shows exactly that advice. This is a strange, ugly, ancient hatred wrapped up in terms of religion and, of course, God's divine approval. Barry's face surged to run. For most of us, it's hard to even begin to comprehend. We poor, naive sods, hell, we just don't think that way. But if we underestimate it, even ignore its existence, dismiss it as the irrelevant, archaic mutterings of a doomed museum-class cult, out with the pharaohs and the Minoan snake goddess, then I suspect it is us who are the fools. This is an intensely destructive hatred today. It is deliberately destroying Europe today, rocking our poor world. My small spirit pottering about, struggling feebly to understand, marvels at such ugliness. I find it very hard to believe that the great mind behind the universe would be pleased, honored, served with such blind, indiscriminate rage. I find myself wondering which God they serve. And it seems to me they pick the one who has dominion only over this brief little snifter of an existence. Be careful who you revere, who you follow. With respect to the Holocaust excursions scam, and with respect to massively agitating for the unrestricted, unvetted mass immigration into Europe and the US, ignoring, denying, covering up the exploding crime, mass rape, different norms, lack of criminal background vetting, lack of literacy, lack of job qualifications, lack of everything needed to truly be able to even begin to assimilate into a modern Western culture. And all this totally against the obvious wishes of so many native Europeans. The synagogues, their NGOs, their news indoctrination outlets, their Weimar debauchery programming, their puppet politicians, trading all, including your ancestral homelands, for fleeting, worldly, plastic fame and glory, the most perishable of the many vainglorious, perishable pursuits of foolish man. Does not this attitude spit on Europe, epitomize the underlying harsh motive, to wit, undiluted, primordial, diabolical hatred, deliberate destruction? It is at this point that many people angrily denounce the Jews. How many times have you read, "It's the Jews," accompanied with unflattering memes? But even there, we Gentiles often miss the underlying currents, the stress points, because it's not all the Jews. That's a vast oversimplification, unhelpful. Within the Jews also, there are divisions and strife. There are those who have long felt uncomfortable with the unsustainable Holocaust lies, who have long opposed Zionism, who have even separated themselves from what they regard as heretic Jews, not just in terms of mindset and outlook, but physically, geographically. I try to sincerely listen to their quiet voices growing louder by the day. Despite the aversion that many have against the internet, they will tell you that the heretic Jews are often atheist, that even the Orthodox Jews, who observe the Sabbath, too often display far too great an allegiance to this fleeting world and its material trinkets and pointless baubles. these Jews will talk of persecution against them, even past pogroms by, nominally, fellow Jews. Lack of access to media outlets, kept in a corner, marginalized. If you do a search for neo-log Jews, reformer Jews, you might trip across this. The new religious movement of the neo-log Jews in Hungary argued for Jews' acceptance into Hungarian society by articulating an ethnic identity compatible with that of Hungarians. Neo-log Jews promoted nationalism by propagating an ethnic, oriental Jewish identity mirroring Hungarian nationalist identity. By negotiating a common identity, neo-log Jews hope to achieve recognition as fellow Hungarians. The history of the neo-logs is unique because a non-Semitic ethno-nationalist definition of Jewish identity occurred only in Hungary. Neo-log Judaism constitutes a significant religious group, not only because of its isolated case of nationalist ethnic formation of Jewish identity, but also because it became the mainstream Jewish religious movement in Hungary. You see my point. What would happen if such neo-log Jews respectfully declared genuine common interests with their host countries and even joined forces with us to expose the Holocaust as the unsustainable extortion scam that it is? Jews en masse exposing the Holocaust? Wow. Don't sneer. Some already have been doing this. What if such neo-log Jews joined forces with us to expose the nasty agenda of deliberately destroying Europe with unrestricted mass immigration, purely for reasons of ancient heretics' spite? The last word has not been spoken on a possible merger of forces. The neo-log Jews are going to have to come out of the shadows and bravely embrace the internet.